Welcome to AM Best Audio.
I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today with Danielle Kagan. Danielle is Vice President of Consumer Sustainability and Reputation for CSAA. Danielle, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thanks for having me, John.
Now, Danielle, last year you issued your first ever ESG report. What did you learn from that, and how have you applied it to this most recent report?
Well, I think in terms of the work we did last year, it was really a natural progression for us at CSAA Insurance Group. We've always had a focus on the communities that we serve and our employees. It's part of our purpose of our organization. And so last year, we added transparency to that work. Even though we're not publicly traded, we thought it made sense to make that shift to an ESG report and to really share what we're doing with a lens of, we have two guiding posts. One is transparency and the other is humility, because it's a landscape that's changing and customer expectations are changing and other stakeholders, whether it's, you know, employees, regulators, et cetera. So this year we shifted. And in our second report, we focused not just on sharing where we are, but sharing some important updates. And we have made some significant progress in a few areas. And specifically, I would say environmental protection. For years, we've been focused on operating in a way that is compatible with the environment and having a minimal footprint. And this year, since we've expanded that to really focus on climate. As an insurer, we and our customers are seeing more extreme weather. We're seeing the impacts of climate change and thought it was important to do our part. So it's also aligned with our purpose of our company, which is to help our customers prevent, prepare for, and recover from life's uncertainties. So last year, we internally shared goals around carbon emissions, and our report this year actually does it externally. And that commitment is bold and ambitious. We have done our carbon inventory and focused on 2016 as our baseline. And we have made a commitment to reduce our carbon emissions in what's called scope 1, scope 2, scope 3, of inclusive of employee commute and business travel, by 50% by 2025, and to go carbon neutral at that point. So it's just a few years away at this point. And so we believe that we've got good milestones. We've got a good plan in place to get there. And, you know, it's aligned with our, you know, we like to say in our organization, think big and move fast. And that's exactly what we're doing here in the environmental piece.
Can you tell us anything else that's maybe changed since last year?
Yeah. Well, you know, as part of the environmental commitment, we have changed our electricity. So we've gone green with our electricity to support those carbon emissions. And then shifting to the social side of ESG, I look at it in two buckets. One is how we're supporting our employees and how we're supporting the community. And from an employee perspective, we're considering how we're recruiting, how we're retaining and promoting employees. We're looking at have a goal of wanting to represent the communities that we serve. And we've identified some opportunity areas, particularly in promotions and having a more diverse management, supervisor, and executive rank. So to that end, we launched a program that we're calling the Accelerator Program, where people apply and it's open to all people in the organization under director, but we're explicit that we are hoping and encouraging people of color or people who have been otherwise marginalized in a society to apply and make it safe and encouraged for them to do so. And we've seen some really great progress as a result of that in terms of those people going through that first cohort being promoted feeling more networked within the organization. They're partnered with sponsors, and it's just been a fantastic program. And we just finished one cohort. We've started another cohort. So we're going to have an alumni class. And so that's a really exciting way that we're looking at it from that piece. And we've been doing things like pay equity reviews for years. We've got good benefits. We did have a tweak this year. We're announcing a lot more of the work that we've been doing around mental health. You've probably seen, John, you know, a lot of attention in the media around mental health, and we want to make sure that we're there to support employees. And from the recruiting standpoint, we have focus on, we hired a recruiter specifically to focus on underrepresented communities to make sure that we are doing our best to bring in diverse candidate slates, et cetera. And then shifting to the community side, you know, community involvement is really who we are as a company. And we've continued to expand that work. We've always had great volunteer programs, but during the pandemic, we need to shift that from in-person to doing remote volunteerism and pro bono support and increasing the focus of our giving on equity. And so that's been a really exciting program to watch evolve. And we've been working with diverse suppliers and making sure that we're attracting suppliers that are, again, representing the communities we serve. And last but not least, John, I'll tell you about our governance side. It's not as exciting as the other two, perhaps, but governance is a category that's really the backbone of how companies function. And it's critically important to having the success that you would have in the environmental and social space. So we do all of the things that I would think most organizations do with code of conduct and anonymous ethics hotline and cross-functional compliance and risk committees and those types of things. But additionally, we are now under our governance looking at how to look at climate risk, not just as a way that we operate as an organization, like I mentioned earlier, you know, with green electricity and reducing our footprint, but really what's the impact on our business? And so that's been a new layer that we're looking at under the governance umbrella.
Danielle, what do you think of the insurance industry's commitment to sustainability and how that's progressing?
It's really, I think, important work. And I'm seeing increased attention on ESG work within the industry in the last couple of years. More and more organizations, look at us. I mean, we're not publicly traded, so we're not required to do this, but we think it's a good idea. And we're doing it also because we know that our stakeholders are interested in it. So we're hearing from our board of directors, from customers, from suppliers and regulators. And I think other insurance companies likely are as well. And it's the right thing to do.
Danielle, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you, John. Have a wonderful day.
That was Danielle Kagan, Vice President of Consumer Sustainability and Reputation for CSAA. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio. Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.